Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMag are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
And we're back with Josh Bernstein. Josh, I'll tell you, it's like taking one of those, you know, somebody tries to convince you, let's take the roller coaster, and you haven't been back, let's say, to Six Flags or some other place. And you don't mind roller coasters, but you get on this one, and it's like, whoa. I mean, the blood flow, I took care of pilots, you know, the Top Gun pilots at Air Force Academy, and to think all red out and black out, and these guys would wear suits that would compress their body, their legs and so on, so all the blood wouldn't go to their legs so they wouldn't black out as they're going through a high G roll. And honestly, watching the news now is like being on one of these, you know, what I call high G roller coasters where you can red out or black out. I mean, it really is nuts. I mean, I can't believe how much news is packed into 24 hours now. And it's hard for the average person is completely lost. But we're news aficionados. We're watching all this stuff and trying to dig deeper with sources inside the government, etc. It's crazy, isn't it?
It truly is. I think one of the main sources that I think most people, if they don't follow everything that's going on, they can kind of get everything in one shot, and that is the Drudge Report. However, I will say this. Matt Drudge, as of late, maybe in the last 3 or 4 years, I've noticed he has not been, you know, turning over the news certainly as quick as he once did in the past. A lot of the stories do stay stagnant on there for at least a day or so. And, you know, he's done some bashing against the president and things like that. But one thing about Matt Drudge and the Drudge Report is that it's an aggregate site. So, in other words, all of the news around the entire world is put up through links onto this one format. And to be quite honest, many of the mainstream media, they get their news and their sources from Matt Drudge. So he is, you know, for all intents and purposes, kind of the leader of the media truly out there.
Another good place to go is to go to Rents.com, because Jeff, I couldn't do what Jeff does. He accumulates so much news and so deep, it's amazing. And interviews people. Like, for example, I just heard part of an interview with, in fact, one of the experts, which I'll have on later this week. The fact three of these mayors that actually, in this bill that was passed between the Democrats and Republicans, the mayors can veto whatever kind of wall they don't want between the U.S. and Mexico. And the three mayors, apparently, had previously been receiving kickbacks from the drug cartels. Is that bizarre or what? I mean, I think, honestly, some of the things that Trump did when he signed this agreement, although the rest of the money, maybe he can kind of direct it around like the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
He can.
But to be honest, this is kind of bizarre. And I'm hoping to get an end run around that because of national security, where some mayor somewhere, some little town on the border, can kind of override his wall and say, no, you can put a polka-dotted cardboard wall. No, who knows?
Well, let me kind of correct the record here. The $1.375 billion, you are correct. There are provisions that actually dictate how the money can be spent, whether or not it can be approved, and whether or not certain officials have the override to block it. But remember, that's only on $1.375 billion. So President Trump uses the other aggregate money that he's going to gather from all these other different sources. Guess what? Those people, if that money's not being used on that bill that they signed, appropriated for that money for that wall, then you're right. It is an override, and he doesn't have to use it in those sectors.
In other words, he had good advisors like you.
He has an override. It's called an $8 billion one.
You know what I love? One of the most funny things lately? The best comedian, stand-up comedian with Trump, is Trump himself. He said, you know, we're going to get the Ninth Circuit Court, and they're going to deny it, and we're going to go to da-da-da, and then eventually maybe we'll get to the Supreme Court, and then we're going to win. I mean, as he goes through all this, people are there, this is getting painful, Donald, but he's actually laying it out. He knows every step of the way he's going to be withheld judgment until finally he gets to the Supreme Court, and they're going to say, of course you've got this right.
There's no question that it's going to be approved at the Supreme Court, because he has the executive authority to do exactly what he's planning on doing based on the 1976 National Disasters Act alone, which gave the power to the president a lot more authority than he had in the past to take care of natural disasters. Once this is declared a natural disaster, which it has been, it now is a completely different element, really, to be telling the truth. Even the ones that are on the left, I can't imagine the Supreme Court, even the ones that hate this president, if they're going to follow precedent, if they're going to follow the Constitution, and if they're going to follow the 1976 National Disasters Act, they're going to have to rule in his favor. Otherwise, they're making up laws, and, you know, we've seen the Supreme Court do crazier things than that.
Now, the Cory Booker and Beto O'Rourke and Nancy Pelosi, when they try to look straight-faced and say there's no crisis on the border, this is so obscene. They had one of these broadcasters, I don't want to mention his name because he doesn't deserve credit, raising the question to Trump out by the White House about this not a disaster, and then an angel mom gets up and holds up the picture of her daughter killed by one of these illegals. And that shut him up quick, didn't it? I'm thinking, how can these nutballs talk like this when Americans by the 300 are dying every week from heroin, where 2 weeks ago they interdicted enough carfentanil to kill 127 million Americans? Holy cripes, I mean, this is beyond obscene. If you even have any fragment of decency in you, you got to realize the Democrats are over the edge, aren't they?
No question about it. And I think that, all he had to do is exactly what he did. Really? You don't think there's a crisis at the border? Why don't you tell the angel moms to their face that there's no crisis at the border? Tell them, as they've lost their sons and daughters and their husbands and wives, right, and everybody else, these angel people that are great people and great patriotic people that came and to say to the media and the people that will not listen that, yes, this is a humanitarian crisis, a national security crisis, and an overall crisis. And
right,
for these people in the media to say these things, it's just abhorrent, really.
I find it so obscene. It's like telling the rest of us in the public, your intellect and your common sense doesn't matter. We're going to abuse
right
you, and we're not even going to doll up the, you know, as they say, lipstick on a pig. We're not even going to doll up the pig to look like it's a good lie.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I think that, for these people to deny the fact that these mothers and sons and daughters have perished due to the hands of illegal immigration crime is just ridiculous. I mean, and that's the thing. I like the fact that President Trump was pointing that out, was basically telling Acosta and the other idiots, hey, if you don't think there's a crisis, why don't you go and tell this angel mom who's sitting right here, tell it to her face that there's no crisis and that her kid was just not even killed. It's just it's a crisis actor. It's just an imaginary thing. I mean, it's just ridiculous. These people are so hell-bent on open borders and globalism that they will literally deny the existence of all the facts.
Well, I think it's going to come home to roost. My feeling is a minimum of 20% will walk away from the Democratic Party and 40% of independents that don't necessarily want to declare they're Trumpians yet. But they're going to realize that Trump's going to get the wall built. He's going to get treaties, for example, with Russia and China. He's going to shut down North Korea. He's going to get rid of the ISIS and the Taliban. People don't understand. Trump gets things done, whether it's a skating rink in Central Park or clearing up ISIS. He just gets things done, doesn't he? And he's not a politician. That's the thing. He's like a you and I guy. He's like he could be our first or second cousin, couldn't he? He's just a guy who's got talent at getting things done, like building buildings, and he just goes with the same talents to do things to get America done. He's not playing politics on any of the issues, is he? In fact, he took my advice, which is stop talking to Schumer and Pelosi. For God's sake, don't talk to these nutballs or Beto O'Rourke or Cory Booker popping his eyes and saying, we got to get rid of cows because the cow farts are going to kill the planet. Are you kidding me? This is nuts.
Amazing.
It's nuts. I'm an environmentalist, but let me tell you, this is nuts. I don't want plastic in the ocean. I want total recycling. I want new types of energy, yes. But you're not going to get rid of it. And don't call it, that this is your carbon footprint because you have an SUV. You need carbon dioxide to feed plants. And they make oxygen, which we need, and the ozone layer that protects us from cosmic radiation. It's so nuts what they want to do. They will literally turn their political thing into an extinction-level event. That's how evil these people are. They'll turn it into an ELE.
Well, I don't know if I told you on last week's show or not, but if you take just her one proposal, the one proposal of retrofitting and rebuilding every single structure and building and house in the United States, Let me give you an example of what this is. There are 5.7 million commercial buildings in the United States.
Whoa.
There are 137.6 million single-family homes in the United States. If you were to retrofit and rebuild every single one of those homes to be green compliant, it would be 39,173 a day for the next 10 years at a total cost, according to HUD, of roughly $62 trillion, with a capital T, trillion dollars. Now, before you say anything else, the worldwide debt of the entire world, of every country, is $233 trillion. So that means that 25 to 26% of the world's entire debt would be placed in just that one part of the new Green Deal proposal. Never mind the $32.6 trillion for Medicare for All, which now brings us up to $100 trillion. Let's forget about bankrupting the aviation and air business and airplanes.
Let's forget about getting rid of
the combustion engine. And
yeah.
Let's forget about completely destroying the livestock industry and the cattle industry. Just those two things of Medicare for All and retrofitting every building is $100 trillion. If, God forbid, this thing passed, we would be Venezuela within 90 days. We'd be eating our pets.
Well, you know what? People need to call mental illness what it is. When I see this woman, whether she's a politician or not, and I see her flailing her hands, skinny hands up and down, and talking like, I got the truth. I'm thinking, you need to be in a locked ward where nobody can talk to you. She really needs to be isolated away from human contact.
Yeah. This one, let me explain something else. I don't know if you know about this, but where did Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Ayanna Pressley and Ro Khanna, where did they all come from? Does anybody know where they came from? Because if you don't, I'm going to tell you. They literally were found through a casting call, okay? There's a group, look it up, folks, JusticeDemocrats.com, www.JusticeDemocrats.com. It is run by the former Young Turk idiots, the Young Jerks, Cenk Ogar and another guy. And now it's run by another far-left woman, Alexandria Rojas. They put a casting call. Hang on. Listen to this. They
wow,
put a
the Young
casting
Turks
call out.
The Young Turks have a lot of CIA support. Please continue.
For 10,000 people, a casting call for 10,000 people. And out of that 10,000 people, they picked Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That is how radical this group is. Now, I'm going to go even further. This group was founded in January of 2017, and they ran 79 candidates in the 2018 election, 26 of which won their primaries, thankfully lost their general election. However, five of them have gotten their butts put into Congress, and that is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That is Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Pressley, and Ro Khanna. There was also Priya Paul or something, and Raul Grijalva were also supported by the group, but they were already prior people in Congress. So think about that. Here's an organization that's only been around since January 23rd, 2017, and they've already been responsible for putting five butts in Congress. Okay?
Whoa.
People don't know this is where these people came from. The JusticeDemocrats.com. I'm sure they're funded by all the far left liberal groups like MoveOn.org and Act Blue, which I know is a fact because they are a part of it. They're the fundraising arm for them. But what they did is they did a casting call. They are the political equivalent of the political Spice Girls. Okay? That's who these five freshman
wow.
radical Democrats are. Now, it gets even worse than that because they dictated what the agenda was going to be. And if you see the video that I did, which has like 30,000 views on it, I go through it and I play the video and they say, we're for Medicare for All. We're for the Green New Deal. We're for ending poverty. We're for getting rid of the death penalty. We're for getting rid of guns. They go through a long list of things, and now their puppets that they control are spewing what they want.
And the rest of the party why that was following these puppets. That's what's even more disturbing.
Well, look, even some of them are alarmed.
I know some of them are trying to show mild signs of alarm, but not enough yet.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2-Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and what's soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power-C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
That is quite a story. Again, I pulled it up. I couldn't believe it on the break. Man, you're a really good researcher. And I look at this thing here. It says, Justice Democrats. It should say Democrats, but JusticeDemocrats.com. And right on the left-hand side is the grinning, toothy smile, looking down. Before Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was known as AOC, there was a movement that recruited her to run. And you got these guys to goods, haven't you? And, of course, the website refers to a Justice Democrats P.O. Box 910 Knoxville, Tennessee. These people, by the way, these young Turks and so on got, I think, $3 or $6 million from a Democratic billionaire donor. They, by the way, gave, the same donor gave $3 million, I think, or $6 million to Alex Jones. Remember, he's also in what's called a story controller. You have to understand, even on the right, there's story controllers that don't want other people to even discover or ask questions about other aspects. So, for example, when I did my research on 9/11, I have a background in nuclear physics, member nuclear division of ACOM, and I proved that it wasn't super thermite, it was nukes. I got treated by Alex Jones and the staff as if I was a sexual predator on Alex's orders, because Alex is the same way as a health ranger. These are all CIA operatives are controlled freaks. Okay? People don't know that, do they? But they do now. And this thing here with Cortez and these other... Now, in our political system, are now steering the entire Democratic Party toward annihilation. This is a geopolitical extinction-level event, isn't it, what they're trying to do?
It is. These Justice Democrats are extremely dangerous, and they're very, very successful, if you think about it. You know, they may have ran 79 candidates, but they got five of them elected, okay? So you need to understand that it may not seem like a big percentage, but they've only been around since January 23rd, 2017, and they've already put five people in Congress that believe in the you know, draconian, Orwellian society that they envisioned for this country.
Wow. A society we're not...
You know, and one of the worst offenders, besides being an anti-Semite, which is Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, but you have... Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, here's a woman so dumb. Let me explain what happened with the Amazon situation, okay? The hard left saw this as Amazon's getting a $3 billion tax break, so F them, and we're going to fight them, and we're not going to let the corporatists win, and we're going to show them that we're going to stand up to the corporations and blah, 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 all this BS, right? Right. Well, here's the bottom line. The contract that they were going to do with the state of New York was going to be, for 10 years, a $30 billion contract. So, in other words, they were going to have to pay $30 billion in taxes for 10 years. However, in order to incentivize Amazon to come to New York, the hellhole that it is, they offered them a $3 billion tax incentive. So, in other words, Amazon, instead of paying $30 billion in taxes for 10 years, they were going to be required to pay $27 billion in taxes for the 10 years. So this putz, this mathematical dunce psychopath, didn't understand that. Then you've got de Blasio, you know, Lurch himself, another mathematical dunce. And then you had Cuomo, you know, the infant side killer himself. All three of them did not understand or care to recognize the real true linguistics of what was going on within the Amazon deal. So when they pushed back and then they actually, you know, allowed Alexandria to go out there and you know, have this rally and everything else against, you know, Amazon, then Amazon said, you know what? Forget you. I'm not going to deal with it. And guess what? I'm taking my 25 million good, high-paying jobs out of that hellhole of New York, and I'm going someplace else.
I think it was 25,000, but it's not just those. Remember, it's going to have spin-offs.
25,000, I apologize.
It'll be 25,000, but it's also all the construction, all the restaurants, all of the everything else. I mean, you're talking about a huge increase in a town in Long Island where it would put it on the map forever.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. And you know what? Amazon, I'm proud of them. I'm proud of them for not kowtowing and accepting and dealing with an inferior business, you know, atmosphere, if you will. And they said, you know what? The hell with you. I'm going somewhere else where my jobs are going to be appreciated. And so what is Alexandria and the Left new thing? I swear to God, I'm going to do this on my show this week. I'm going to put a black wig on. I'm not joking. I'm going to put a black, I bought it today. I'm going to put a black wig. I went to Party City, paid $12 for it. A black wig, really long hair. And I'm going to get in front of the camera and I'm going to go, hi, I'm like Alexandria Ocasio Cortez and I'm like anti-job and like I don't want like jobs and stuff and like I don't want like people working and things like that and I hate corporations and I'm going to totally mock this woman on my show this coming week. And it's going to be epic. It's going to be epic, let me tell you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So you know what, the thing is you're doing a stand-up comedy job on your videos.
Well, look, I do a very serious show. But there
the most horrifying things are can be made. You know, I can make a joke out of somebody even going to hell. And it can seem pretty damn funny, although there's a body count. The problem is, people don't understand. People like Cortex, if you actually did that, I remember a quote from, remember that movie, The Big Short, after the 2008 collapse?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
And one of the quotes they said in that was, for everyone, and this is actually backed up by economic experts, for every 1% drop in the economy, 40,000 people die. They don't have a bad day. Mm-hmm. They die because of, say, starvation, suicide, God knows what. They die.
Right.
And people don't understand. What Occasional Cortex wants to do is so extreme, she would take our population and you'd have a massive increase in infertility, starvation, violence, services that wouldn't be available. And you've got to understand, I'm a health professional, and when I worked in Canada, and they made it national health care in Canada, we didn't have pensions as doctors, you know that? Do you know if we got sick, what happened to us? We got moved to a nursing home, and if we were too much trouble to take care of us, they'd kill us.
What was one of the first things in communist countries that the communist governments that wanted to control everybody, what was one of the first things, besides guns, of course, what was one of the first things, food-wise, that they would remove from the subjects?
Food-wise?
Yeah.
Well, I guess if they want to remove something, they remove their tongue, but they'd remove any meat from their diet, so they would be...
Exactly. They would remove meat. Why? Because meat would give them sustainability, would give them strength, would give them power, and give them the ability to possibly overcome the advances of the government. When you take away meat from a society, it makes them weak. It makes them fragile. It makes them psychologically fragile as well and more susceptible to big government. That is a fact. That's not opinion. That is a fact. So what does this Green Deal do? It attacks what? Meat. It attacks cows, right? And they use the guise of the flatulence instead of what it really truly is about, which is getting rid of the meat so that society can be weaker for the takeover.
Right. Amazing. I think that the agenda is on the way right now. When I see all these occasional cortex, like, wannabes, when I see the demon rats going over the edge, when I see them not even dressing up the lies, I mean, do they honestly expect any rational American to vote for these idiots? I mean, even if you're a previous Democrat, a lot of Democrats are actually saying, well, I'm not sure if I agree with that, and they're not getting loud enough voice, and the media isn't covering them. They're covering occasional cortex and these other yahoos. But the other Democrats that have been Democrats have been no center left or whatever for a long time. They're going, I'm not sure if I'm up for this. Look at even Nancy Pelosi. She's not saying she's on side with AOC, is she?
No, she's not. As a matter of fact, she didn't even put her on her environmental committee. because the idea of what she proposed was so just preposterous and unworkable. So that was one of the main reasons. And look, I said this before the election. I said this is the most radical group of people ever running for Congress, and hopefully they won't be elected. Many of them were. And I said, laughingly, but kind of meant it seriously, Nancy Pelosi is going to be seen as a moderate voice in the Democratic Party. That's how crazy these people are.
Yeah, they're so crazy they make her look sane.
Exactly.
Dang it. Nancy, you found a way to clean up your act. These people are so nuts. Now, honestly, I think I call this a pre-wave election. It's less than a year away before they have all their convention. But to be honest with you, get out your popcorn. This convention with these people kind of one trying to one-up each other, like Klobuchar trying to one-up this one, and Cory Booker and AOC, they're going to say more and more extreme things that are going to get so hilarious. It's like, I'm worried that I'm going to develop a hernia from laughing too hard. I'm really worried about it. It's like,
well,
I can't understand how any rational person could watch this even for a couple minutes and go, no. They want to take my car. They want to take my beef. They want to redo my home at my expense. They want to take away my job and give me guaranteed this and that, which is guaranteed by nothing. I remember an interesting statement by the Soviet Union, and the little tiny farms run by the people own a little plot of land by their giant, you know, industrial farm owned by the Soviet Union. And most people survive because they had these little tiny micro farms where they actually grow vegetables. And I remember a statement by one guy who told me this from Belarus years ago, and I took care of work with him, and he was from Belarus in the Soviet Navy. He says, we pretend to work and they pretend to pay us.
Right.
I mean, damn it, don't
absolutely
you understand that this is lethal, man? It killed 250 million people in the 20th century. Do you want to repeat that and kill billions?
They don't care, or they just ignore history.
No, they want to do it. They want to do it. They want to kill us. This is a form of eco-environmental and mind-control genocide. They want you to participate in your own demise and the demise of society.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. And that's what's sad about this. And there's so many people that are not awoken to this fact yet, and it's our job as truth seekers and truth tellers to take our audiences by the hand and bring them through the process of where they're being lied to and expose these people for what their true intentions are. And we have this awesome responsibility. We are superheroes that do not wear a cape. We can't jump over tall buildings. We can't fly around the moon. But we can change hearts and minds with our intellect and our words. And that is exactly what we need to continue to do.
Do you know what our super weapon is? We have a geopolitical truth. No, it's even better than that. It's a geopolitical ear syringe. We syringe out the geopolitical garbage that's blocking the truth to get into their eardrum. We actually have a geopolitical ear syringe. So our secret weapon is we go up to someone's ear and say, I'm going to syringe out your right ear so you can hear the truth. And they go, I'm hearing half the truth because my right ear's open, but my left ear's closed. I said, don't worry, I'll get to that ear in a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
People have to know, and then they want to argue it. I beg people to call, and I want to just make sure the calls are appropriate on topic. But for God's sake, people think, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. I said, you can read this in open documents. It's not a theory. This is not a theory. It's so bad, and it's so over the top. People say, oh, you're just making that up. I said, you've got to be kidding. We're not making any of this stuff up. In fact, it would be cruel to invent this stuff up and say, this is just a joke. The call in line, by the way, is 844-769-2944. 844. And stay on topic. Don't go all over the place. We had one lady want to talk about something after, you know, about some weird spiritual thing. Stay on. When we get into spiritual stuff, you can call about spiritual stuff. This is a real plan by real nutballs, by people who don't know math, or about anything economy. I don't know if she ever took an economy course, but how the hell do you understand that America became great because it had capitalism and you created wealth out of nothing because of ideas and manufacturing and mass production and marketing and so on? That's why America is the engine of the world. We're only 4% of the world's population, but we control probably 3/4 of the wealth. because we invented 90% of the 20th and the 21st century. We, Americans, invented the reality in the world. Canadians helped a lot. British helped a lot. But they're minor by comparison. We invented 90% of patents are worldwide or American. All right? It's because we had capitalism we could actually make profit, and the average Joe could become a millionaire or a billionaire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. So what I see happening is I see the Democrats committing geopolitical harikari, which is the Japanese sport of cutting out your guts in front of a statue of your ancestors. What I see happening is, as Tucker Carlson said, this is going to make good, you know, when they lost the House to the Democrats, like all the demon rats, it's going to make a lot of good ticker tape and stuff. It's going to be like, oh my God, I mean, I get up every morning and I think it can't get more obscene, but then I see McCabe lying again. Maybe he's actually between the lies saying the truth when he said that Rosenstein was actually going to wear a wire. And my gut feeling tells me, truth warning, McCabe actually is...
I believe him.
I totally McCabe believe him. I'm thinking, this guy decided to fool us by telling us the truth.
Well, here's the thing. I don't understand why Comey and McCabe and some of these others are literally putting themselves in legal jeopardy, running around the country selling books and spewing all of these truths out there. They're setting themselves up for a grand jury investigation, barring Barr actually does his job. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, I mean, I can't imagine, unless their strategy is that we're going to be investigated, so we might as well sell these books and make money so I can pay for the lawyers to fight it. I don't understand the logic behind going out there and telling everyone that you are guilty of U.S. Code 18-2381, which is treason. I don't understand the disconnect. I mean, who's advising these people to go out there and tell, you know, the truth and putting themselves in legal jeopardy? It doesn't make sense. I do hope that they continue, though.
I think I have a feeling that this is how bizarre it is. I think that they have backing from Hillary Clinton's coven in Los Angeles, that no matter what happens, even if Trump gets reelected, we'll still protect you.
Well,
I honestly think it's that bizarre that it's that bizarre because it doesn't defy logic. It's like, why don't you just shut up, Comey and McCabe? You know, when you actually make these statements, like, it's like, you know, you remember when you're a kid about the little story about the little tar baby, and, you know, he's in the briar patch and so on, and he gets himself caught. And he puts one foot in and then the other foot in, and before you know it, he's so stuck, there's no way he's getting out. Well, this is what's happening with these guys. They're at a point now, and honestly, this is easy, sneezy. Even if Trump got brain damage or a stroke, he'd know how to destroy these guys. In fact, all he has to do is start dropping the FISA warrant information on all the Democrats. And nobody's even retracting their stupid statements about this guy that claimed that he had a MAGA attack. And the two guys he hired were from Nigeria. One of them was his personal trainer. The other guy worked on the set of his show. And now the police are saying, oh, no, this guy Mullen. Oh, no, you're no longer a victim. You're no longer a victim because there was no crime. When you say you're being attacked by MAGA guys, these guys are black, too. And they're actually, because they're Nigerians, they're probably not as corrupt as Americans. And they're going to say, no, we're not going to lie like this for this son of a bitch. Even though he's black like us, he's trying to use us. Okay?
Look, there's no doubt that the evidence is pointing to the fact that this was a hoax. I mean, you know, who puts a noose around someone's neck? That then and there shows you the outrageousness of trying to paint the racial epitaph.
Injustice. I'm a forensic doctor. I worked in emergency and had people brought in dead. Okay, so I have to pronounce them dead from being hung or, you know, being filleted alive or their genitals cut out or whatever, their tongue cut out in their eyeballs. Okay, you don't start putting a noose around someone's neck until you actually hang them. You don't start beating someone's face in until their face is beat in so you can't recognize them. So the fact these guys, and you look at these two black guys from Nigeria, they're specimens. They could have beat him into a pulp where he would never be recognized or go unsaid again. The fact he's got a few little minor marks, this is all by design to make sure he'd have a narrative to say it's a MAGA society. No, it isn't. Republicans are not racist. I'm not a racist. I'm so much against racism.
Either.
I'm so much against racism, it makes me vomit when I hear people try to accuse me of racism.
I know. I always say when people call me a racist, I say, no, I'm not a racist. I'm an ideologue. There's a big difference.
Yeah, I don't care what. I don't care if somebody's purple with yellow polka dots on them. It doesn't matter if they're a decent person. I don't care from what country they're from, Nigeria, Johannesburg. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I just want to know, are they a decent person? Do they do their job? Do they pay their taxes? Do they actually use thought when they actually vote for somebody in an election? Do they go on a jury duty? Do they do the jury duty? Or do they pick up their kids in school and protect their wife and their family? Do they use rationality in eating the right food so they don't get sick? Do they use personal responsibility with their regular daily behavior in their business or home? I don't care what they are. It doesn't matter to me. And so for someone to say, because you're Republican or conservative, that you're a racist, makes me ill. These people are the racists. They're the racists. They want balkanization. They want to split. So if you're black, you got to be over here. Look at them even going after and using this silliness over Kamala Harris. Her father, I think, is Jamaican. Her mother was from someplace like in India. I don't care. I don't care how dark her skin is. My mother was darker than Kamala Harris, okay? She's Lebanese. Who gives a crap?
Yeah,
I'm white.
Look, I don't care about that stuff either. I care about how they view the world. I care about the ideological makeup of who they are as people. How
do
you see the world? Do you see the world where government is the centerpiece of your life, that controls every aspect of your life, and that you limit freedom, and that you limit choice, and that you limit freedom of speech and censorship? Do you believe in all of those things, or are you ideologically different where you believe in the individual spirit of entrepreneurialism and, you know, freedom and prosperity and liberty and limited government?
There's an intersection point sometime in the next decade where the singularity of artificial intelligence and genetic engineering and transhumans, like one of the articles you pointed out that I already had put up to actually post up on my site, was mutant aborted babies' body parts fused with humans with the grim Frankenstein experiments in U.S. labs. This is in National Institute of Health. Now, you got to understand, Kamala Harris actually persecuted and tried to put in prison a man who just videotaped Planned on Parenthood selling body parts. That's
right,
what she did. Really? I was like, oh, you got to be kidding. Now, you got to understand, 93% of abortionists who do first trimester abortion every day wouldn't do third, but when you have Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris and this mayor of New York backing up infanticide, and by the way, it may not be the first 15 minutes, it may be the first 15 days, it could be the first 3 years. Barack Obama was actually sponsoring a bill in the Illinois legislature before he got elected to abort up to the third year. I've got a new T-shirt I want to send Barack Obama and all these other maniacs. NTLTA, never too late to abort. In other words, you as a politician, you can be aborted next. We'll just send you some yellow powder. You just put it in your glass and drink it, and you can do it yourself, and we'll just come by and pick up the body. I mean, this is craziness.
You know, the unfortunate part is it's such a big business, and I hate to say that because it's really sick, but there's a lot of money in these aborted babies.
It's not just the money. Let me explain something important. I found out in my long career, almost 45 years now, there was a doctor who developed a valve that you can put in for less than a few bucks through your belly button. It would make you never get pregnant or PID. That was in San Antonio. This hospital got taken over by Health One Columbia. Now, I believe in birth control. I want a woman to be able to separate her babies and so she can decide whether she wants to get pregnant or not. That's up to her business. I don't want to take toxic pills that create 16-hydroxyestrogen addicts and get breast cancer or get PID or something else, pelvic inflammatory disease, or sexually transmitted and get sterile. But I sure as hell don't want a your birthday is the day you're conceived. You start killing people, it also allows you to start genetically altering them and make transhumans. And that's what they're doing with these babies. They're creating transhumans. Someday, you'll be able to, in an unethical society, give a pet that can talk to you because it's humanized. Literally.
Isn't that sick?
Is that sick or what? I mean, you don't think, oh, that can't happen? You're an idiot. Of course it can happen. Somewhere, in this country or some other country, you're going to be able to order up, say, from South Korea or somewhere, god-awful place, and you can get a dog that'll have vocal cords that are human and be able to talk to you. All right? Boy, you'll have mice, and really intelligent mice, you know?
Yeah, it'll be humanized mice. Evil. And I don't understand why they have to use aborted babies. Why can't they use monkeys or raccoons or cats or squirrels or
I'll tell you what they're doing.
Or rabbits?
No, I'll tell you what they're doing. NIH is doing cancer and other experiments. Instead of using animals, which would be unethical, they humanize mice so they have human genes so they can test cancer and other drugs and do these full individual tests on humanized mice that have human genes. That's the reason. There's a logical reason for it, but it's evil as hell.
Yeah, but it's sick, and it should be outlawed. I mean,
it should be outlawed, but you know what? The same as Big Pharma runs this freaking country. Big Pharma runs the medical profession. 2003, I had a drug rep come to my office and said, Dr. Deagle, you're not prescribing our drug or our competitors. I said, I didn't see your swami head or your crystal ball. She said, well, look at this report. And I said, oh, my God, you got pie charts and everything. I said, how did you get it? We used your DEA number and an Ohio company we contracted to find out you're not prescribing our drug or our competitors. I said, if my medical license is owned by your drug company, the state medical board, or anybody else, tear it up and stick it up your ass. I said, you ever seen the movie Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde? I said, when Dr. Jekyll knew that he was going to turn into Mr. Hyde and the seams of his jacket were going to burst, his hands would grow hair, and he'd become a beast and kill. I said, I feel like I'm starting to grow hair in my hand, and the seams of my white jacket are going to start bursting here shortly. So you might want to leave quickly while you still can. I mean, people don't understand how freaking nuts this is. This is so obscene. If you're a child telling another kid at a birthday party, you say, no, that's a lie, Billy. Don't talk like that. That was my nickname, right?
Right.
Don't talk like that, right. Billy. I'm thinking, why do decent human beings accept this as normal discourse and talk? Or public discourse and even legislation? Like I saw this one, Tran, trying in Virginia to pass a law. Oh, does this allow the mother to kill after they're born? Oh, yeah, of course. I said, you got to be kidding. And even abortionists wouldn't do it. Even first trimester abortionists to do abortion every day, 93% wouldn't do third trimester. These are abortionists with an internal poll. Yet these nutballs want to do it. And want to do it not only right after birth, 15 minutes, 2 hours. They want to do it up to maybe the third year. I don't like the kid. He looks too much like his father. Let's kill a bugger. I don't like
uncle.
Or the child's got Down syndrome. Let's kill him. You know what? I had so many people harass me. I had a gentleman harass me so much, I had to threaten to put a contract on him to have him shut up and stop calling me, that I was in denial that I didn't kill my daughter, Kelsey, who's now wonderful. She does an hour and a half plus on the treadmill every day. She's going to be 26 this coming March 25th. Kelsey is a little Hebrew girl. She's a little Hebrew girl. I have Hebrew and Jewish blood. That little girl, I said to the radiologist, I said, Sarai, the wife of Abraham, cried in the tent for my daughter 3,000 years ago because you, son of a bitch, radiologist, wants to kill her. And she looked at me all shocked, like she thought, I've got a live one. Yes, you do.
Needs?
You got damn deagle.
She has special needs?
No, she's a high-functioning Mosaic Down. She operates a computer, a TV. She travels everywhere in the world. We're going cruises. We're going to Boston here in the summer. She's going on a cruise in the fall down to Cabo. She goes everywhere. She has no problems. She goes on a treadmill an hour and a half a day. Not been on cardiac drugs for 25 years. Totally cured. Two heart surgeries. She's fine. Do you know what I deal with kids with genetic disorders every day? I do telemedicine, look at their genes, try to figure out what supplements they need to overcome their gene defect. Guess what? These other people just want to kill them. You know, in Norway, where they have these policies, there hasn't been a child born with Down syndrome in over 11 years. They kill them all. Guess what? NTLTA. I think I want to sell T-shirts. Never too late to abort. Just you dial me, and I'll send you something that'll make it your passing easy. You know, you worry about the world population? How about you first?
You're listening to the Rents Radio.